I'm joined on the line by Preston Lang, whose new book, The Blind Rooster, is out now. Preston, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
No worries, mate, no worries. Preston, The Blind Rooster, not long out on Kindle and things through Amazon, I sat down and read it one night and thought, gee, I really like this. I wonder who this Preston Lang guy is, because there's not a lot of information about him. Preston, how did The Blind Rooster come into being?
I guess I started writing a book. It was actually a lot more about karaoke, and it was a lot longer. There was a lot of karaoke in that book. It was, I think there were like four different versions of Endless Love, and I guess sort of that, you know, raises the question, do you really need like a 90,000-word novel about Lionel Richie? And I mean, the answer to that question, of course, is yes, we do, but I don't think I was the man to write it. So then I think the story took over with people playing con games on each other, and that's what took over. And it got much shorter, which I think was also pretty good.
Yeah, karaoke is not one of my big passions, but you wove it really well into the story, and to the point where I thought maybe I should go back to this. Is karaoke a big thing for you?
No, it is not. I mean, I like that it exists and that people do it, but I do not do it myself.
Ah, interesting, because from reading this, I thought, oh, God, he must be big into karaoke. Oh, that's a bit of a killer. But what first?
Well, I know. I mean, sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was about to say that it's interesting to watch people do it, and some people do it very well, and that's a lot of fun. But I think that most people probably shouldn't do it, and I'm definitely one of those who shouldn't.
Well, I know damn well I shouldn't. I've lived in two cultures where karaoke is huge. I've spent time in Japan, and it's gigantic. And even here now in China, it is huge. And I'm thinking, why do people do this? What draws them to this? Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, what drew you to write the book, though? Because it's not everybody who sits down and says, I must write a book about, 90,000 words on Lionel Richie's karaoke, or a rather good book on con games, which I think is the better of the two options. How did you come to get into writing?
I mean, I think that just the characters were there, and I mean, I think that just the idea of characters who wanted to sort of put something over on each other, so there was the engine driving it, and I guess I got about halfway through and said I should probably keep going to the end and see what happens.
Have you got a background in writing? Has it always been a passion for you?
Yes. I think I've written pretty much all my life. I've written a lot of different kinds of things. I guess this is the second novel I've had published. I've always done a lot of different kinds of writing all my life. Novels, plays, articles, whatever it takes.
So this is set in small town America, but you live in New York. Have you spent all your time in New York, or did you draw on some small town experience beforehand for this? You must bear in mind that myself and my listeners know almost nothing about you. You are very mysterious.
I've lived in different parts of the world. I probably spent most of my life in New York, but I've lived in definitely smaller parts of America, and so I think that I was able to draw on that, Western New York, Northern Pennsylvania, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think this is set, sort of in North Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to follow that bit because I'm thinking, God, my geography is terrible. It's all right. That is not important. What is important is that this is a really nice noir novel. And it had that sort of Yeah, it's got that sort of Elmore Leonard-y sort of feel, and I love his work, and it's nicely interwoven and things. To write this, did you have to sit down and read a lot of noir books, or did you just go, bang, here it comes?
I mean, I think I have written, I have read a lot of noir books sort of in the past. Definitely I've read a lot of, Elmore Leonard and, James Cain and, Robert Parker and all of those people. I don't think I went on any kind of huge binge right before writing this, but yeah, I mean, definitely that's sort of in there, in the back of your head. I hope it came out well.
I think it did. I think it came out really well. It's a question that I ask a lot of authors, and it's mostly because I'm trying to encourage my students to read more. But do you think that authors need to read incredibly widely before they write?
Incredibly widely? That's an interesting question.
Or at least widely.
I would say, definitely read a lot. If widely, you mean in a lot of different genres?
Yes. To experience a lot of different styles of writing, you have to read widely. I think that's important for a writer. Do you think that helps writers, or do you think that if you're going to write a book like Blind Rooster, you should just look at noir, or should you look at things widely?
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought of that, but I think it probably does make sense to get at least a little bit of breadth in what you read. I definitely read a lot of different kinds of books. I think it's definitely important to read a lot, sort of, period. I do know some people who, say, it's mostly important just to be writing. But I think, you definitely have to be reading pretty much all the time.
Hmm. So who's your favorite author?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Nothing like being put on the spot.
No, I mean, I know I should have an answer to shoot out that one. Who's your favorite author?
My favorite author? At the moment, my favorite author is William Gibson. But that's only because he's just put out a new book and I've gone back and read all his old books. So it's the first name that pops into mind. I mean, I loved his early work in the 80s and some of his work through the 90s. And now he's coming back and looking at some of the earlier ideas again through the prism of technological advance and using the distance of time to reanalyze it. However, that's given you a chance to think about who your favorite author is.
For a while I used to say Virginia Woolf.
There's nothing wrong with saying Virginia Woolf. I'd like to say Virginia Woolf more often, but it's been that long since I've read any of her books.
In college, I think I tried to get people to call me the Wolf Man because of the essays I wrote about the novels of Virginia Woolf. It didn't catch on. That was disappointing. When I first started reading her, it was sort of very interesting and very exciting about just doing things that I wasn't used to. I imagine that if you went back to sort of the early 20th century, it was probably even more confusing for the people trying to read her then.
She would have been shockingly new. Very, very different. We look at her work now and we accept the ideas that she's put forward because they've become culturally and socially acceptable and more part of our mainstream lifestyle. But then, good grief, women should have equality. Women should have a room of their own. Yes. Radical stuff. Very radical stuff.
Well, yeah, and then just the fiction itself.
The
form it took.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you've even ever got to the nonfiction, though.
I try. Unfortunately, in my job, there is only so much reading you can do, and And then after that, you think, oh, I should do some reading for pleasure. And then, yeah, when you're down to reading the stuff I'm reading, it's sort of, where did the pleasure go? What's your background towards writing, Preston? Because you talked about writing about Virginia Woolf and college and things. Have you always written? Have you been a writer since a young age?
I mean, yeah, I've always tried to write. Ever since I've been small. And then I think in college, actually, was not a literature major, but I took a lot of classes. But then, you know, I kept writing all through it, and I wrote a lot of plays. Sort of did a lot of that for a while. But that's tough because you need a lot of other people to go along with it. And, you know, it's hard to get, you know, a whole lot of people behind something.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. Having not really dabbled in plays, sort of always looked at it and thought, oh God, where would I find 8 people I trust? No. But what do you do for a living, Preston? Because, you know, it must be something that allows you to have time to read and write. So how do you earn a living?
I do a lot of different things. I mean, I do some writing. I mean, I do some, like, articles and things that are not all that interesting. I do some teaching, but, you know, I mean, whatever it takes. I'll shovel snow and I'll teach a course. I'll do, you know, whatever I have to do.
Sometimes I wish I could say I'll shovel snow instead of teaching your course.
Right.
Some courses are not not great. Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. And how did you end up coming back to live in New York? Is there something about living in a big, vibrant hub of a city that New York is that drew you back, or is it just this is home?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I guess a little of each. If it is what you know, then you have to have some compelling reason to go somewhere else. And, you know, I've had reasons to go other places, but then when I come back, it's sort of like, okay, well, you know, here is where I know how to do things here. You know, I don't have to drive. I know where all the I know where all the streets lead. So I think I'm pretty much settled here at this point.
Does that mean that you might start to write more about the idea of noir in New York, perhaps?
I have some things that I've been writing that take place more in New York City, at least partly there. I mean, I think there's a lot to do in New York City. New York is definitely a great place to live, I think, for any kind of writer, but yeah, definitely for sort of writing crime fiction, because, you know, you just walk around and sort of
be involved in crime.
Not hard.
Walk down the street and have your wallet removed. Yeah. I don't think writing about that's quite the same, though. Well, Preston, The Blind Rooster's out now on Amazon for Kindle and things. Is there something else that you are working on at the moment that's coming up for publication, or is it all just still drifting around?
Nothing else coming up in the immediate future, but I hope to have others coming fairly soon.
Well, I look forward to them because I really enjoyed The Blind Rooster. It made a break from reading endless, very badly written debating articles, and my God, they were badly written. Not The Blind Rooster. Blind Rooster was superbly written, and it was fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us today, Preston, and good luck with the rest of the writing, and don't become involved in any crimes.
Okay, well, thank you very much.